time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards will be held on January 5th at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A. Ricky Gervais will be back hosting.
He's a good host.
He's the best host. He is amazing. So nominations just came out. A lot of Netflix shows, like streaming services, led the pack. Watchmen, Game of Thrones were among some of the biggest snubs. So that was kind of shocking. J-Lo got her first nomination in like 20 years. The last time was for Selena, but she was nominated for Hustlers, and here she is.
Hi, guys. I'm just waking up, and I just heard that I got nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a Golden Globe. Oh, my God. It's been 20 years since I was nominated for Selena. I just want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for this incredible honor. I am humbled and so excited to be recognized for this role as Ramona in Hustlers. Thank you so much. And I'll see you at the Globes.
This is so cool. So she'll be taking on Margot Robbie, Laura Dern, Annette Bening, Kathy Bates, all nominated for actors in a supporting role for a motion picture.
Wow.
Okay, so some of the movies for best drama, 1917, The Irishman, taking on Joker, Marriage Story, and Two Popes.
Why do I never see any of the movies that are ever nominated?
I want to see a bunch of these before. Best Actor, Christian Bale, taking on Antonio Banderas, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, and Jonathan Pryce.
Let's do like a watch party. Like, we'll all go out to the movie theater, or we'll all like try to download it at somebody's like place.
I feel like we really need to. For animated film, Frozen 2 is against How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, Lion King, Missing Link, and Toy Story 4. So that's always like a fun category.
I haven't seen any of those movies either.
Well, Jack Black has a few Golden Globes under his belt. He is so fun. He was talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how he gets his French fans to fall in love with him.
Jennifer Lawrence at the Oscars. Remember when she was walking up the stairs to accept her Oscar and she like tripped and fell, and then America just fell in love with her. And so then at all the premieres, I've just been like just like tripping on the way up the stairs on purpose, but it looks real.
Oh.
And then the French are like, oh, Jack Black, we love him more.
I love him so much. And by the way, Joe, he just had a birthday. He just turned 50.
Dang. See, I don't think Jack Black's 50.
I know.
He's like my age, but way more successful.
And you're 52, so happy birthday.
Thank you. Bring on that AARP card soon.
Well, Pete Freight's a former college baseball player who's battled with Lou Gehrig's disease. Made me to him the face of ALS. Ice Bucket Challenge has passed away at the age of 34. But what a life. What a legacy. He raised more than $200 million worldwide. Did you do the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I did.
Yeah, I remember
that was
doing
a fun
it back
challenge.
In the day.
I'm proud to take the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS.
Oh,
ooh, that was cold.
I remember that, just hearing that's a feeling. So
we need more challenges like that instead of like, challenge you to hit yourself in the head with a hamburger. Like, let's do some good ones to raise some money for really needy causes.
Yeah, so what an amazing man. Of course, all of our thoughts and prayers to his family and friends, and he will be remembered and missed greatly. Well, the beef continues. Nick Cannon blasting Eminem in this new diss track called The Invitation, and we have some for you now.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? You know, I don't ever do no talking, but Nick is family. This is your invitation.
Hey, man,
to prove to everybody else what you're about. What it takes off. Eminem for this.
All right, so
that's all I'm getting? I don't get any of the rap? I don't get any of the verse. I don't hear any. Oh, come on. I need more.
That was just a little tease. So Eminem dissed him like about Mariah and his baby mama, calling him like a little bee, a little hoe. I don't know. So the beef is going back and forth. I would not want to make Eminem mad. I feel like, but Chris, I don't know. Nick Cannon, who do you think would win in a cage fight?
Oh, a real fight? I don't know. A rap battle, Eminem would kill him.
A rap battle, real battle, Fortnite battle, whatever you want to do, Eminem's going to destroy Nick Cannon.
Oh, Eminem. I mean, he's like, and then he replied on Twitter. He's like, you mad, bro? Stop lying on my beep. I never had a chauffeur, you bougie beep. I mean, so it's not going to end nicely is what I'm saying.
Somebody has to die. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing the rest of that track.
Yes. I kind of like when there's celebrity beef.
It's oh, I did too. When everybody gets along in life, like at least for me, I'm like, boring. Where's the beef? Mackenzie, I heard, and I want to know if it's true, you got invited to a Christmas party.
I did.
Not our work party, but somebody else's.
Yeah, I got invited to a really fun Christmas party. But here's the thing. It was like the invitation. It was a first date. So I thought that's too much of a splash to go to like someone's company Christmas party. I don't know. I think it would have been fun.
See, I'm kind of torn. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie will explain more of the situation, but is a Christmas party or a holiday party a good idea or a bad idea for that first date, the first time you're actually doing something together? I don't know. I say you go all in, because if you make a connection, you're there forever.
I don't know.
All right. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.